European Union envoy Peter Veit, who heads the EU International Civilian Mission, officially opened his office after talks with Kosovo's government in the capital Pristina. Veit says about 2,000 police and judicial experts under his leadership will help Kosovo to function as an independent democratic state with a fair judiciary and respect for minority rights.
We are particularly attached, because this is part of the European Union values, to respect for human rights, freedoms, the minority rights for all citizens here in Kosovo, including the Serb community.
But his mission needs support from NATO peacekeepers amid growing tensions in Kosovo. The NATO-led force in Kosovo, KFOR, has stepped up patrols after two key border crossings with Serbia were blown up this week by Serbs opposed to Kosovo's independence. A French NATO officer told France 24 television through an interpreter that KFOR will not tolerate violent protests.
For KFOR, this is an unacceptable act. A line has been crossed and we will do everything at our disposal to confront this violence.
Russia views international recognition of Kosovo's independence as a breach of international law and has warned that it will open a Pandora's box of separatist tensions across Europe. Serbian President Boris Tadic has appealed for calm, calling for a peaceful rally on Thursday in Belgrade to protest Kosovo's independence declaration. Despite Serbia's opposition, the United States and a growing number of EU nations, including Britain and Germany, are recognizing Kosovo's sovereignty. Serbia says it will withdraw its ambassadors from nations establishing diplomatic ties with Kosovo. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.